It's Thanksgiving week in America, so it's time to ask whether there's an obvious festival of gratitude expressed in the stars that are overhead in this season. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. One of the most brilliant stars in the sky right now is Capella, in the constellation Auriga the Charioteer. This is visible in the northeast at about 8 p.m. each night. You can't miss it. It's a really twinkly bright star. Now, Capella is known variously as the heart of Brahma in the Hindu tradition, as the she-goat that suckled the infant Zeus in the ancient Greek tradition, and as the cape of St. Martin in the Christian tradition. And each one of these stories holds an element of gratitude, but I only have time for one, so we'll go with the ancient Greek. As the son of the Titan god Cronos, Zeus posed a particular threat, for it had been prophesied to Cronos that one of his offspring would overtake him. To avert this disaster, Cronos set about devouring his children, all except the infant Zeus, whom his mother secreted away to the care of the nymph Amalthea. Now Amalthea hung Zeus in a cradle from a tree so that he could be found neither in heaven nor on earth nor in the sea. Amalthea owned a beautiful she-goat that suckled the infant Zeus, and this is our star Capella. One day the goat broke one of its beautiful horns, and Amalthea picked it up and wrapped it in herbs and filled it with fresh fruits, which she brought to the infant god. Because of this, on his becoming ruler of heaven, Zeus transformed both his nurse and the horn of plenty into stars. So not only is there an expression of deep gratitude in this region of the sky, but also the origin for the cornucopia that's so often used as a traditional decoration for this season. So to close, here's one of my favorite poems of gratitude to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. It's by Ralph Waldo Emerson. For each morning with its light, for rest and shelter of the night, for health and food, for love and friends, for everything thy goodness sends. I'm Mary Stuart Adams from Emmett County's International Dark Sky Park at the Headlands.